Hey, trivia fans. We're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello and welcome in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the only reward. I am your host, Andy, and as always, we have Nick, Brian, Scott, and Kelly. Say hey, everybody.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho.
Cheerio.
How's it going?
Hey, guys. All right, we're going to jump right into our listener question of the week, and our question comes from a Miss Jess Elise Hale on Instagram. If you were stuck on a desert island and could only have one album with you, what would it be and why?
I got mine.
Oh. Got it.
All right, Nick, fire it up.
I would go with AT Aliens, Outkast.
Wow.
That would nice. Be mine. Yeah.
Solid.
You got a favorite track on that bad boy?
Favorite track on that one? It's not so much a favorite. That's one of the few albums, but that I can listen to from start to finish, enjoy every single track. There's multiple albums out there, but that one popped in my head first.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Are you regretting that decision coming to it so quickly? Is there anything else that's floating in the brain right
there's
now?
There's others I could choose, but that's always that first one that popped in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dig it. So Brian? I'm taking it.
Live at Luther College, Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds.
We're two for two.
It's an acoustic album.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is it a lot of live?
It's all live, yeah.
It's all live.
Yeah. Two guys, two guitars, and some of the things that Tim Reynolds can do with the guitar will blow your mind. Okay. It's fantastic.
Same question. Is there a particular track that is your favorite?
Can't do that.
No?
No way.
Is that...
it's too good.
Are you besmirching DMB on that?
No, it's just there's so many.
Sacrilegious.
There's so many. I don't know if I can do it.
1A, 1B, 1C.
Pretty much.
It's like asking which one of your kids you love the most.
Well, everybody has a favorite.
We might
you just
all
don't say it.
I just don't say it. As a father, I could answer that question, but I'm saying it's tough.
Yeah. And you don't say it out loud.
No, never. Right.
Kelly, you had your finger hand up first and foremost, so you got one out of the gate.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, legend.
Wow. Mm. That's amazing.
Strong.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Nice. All right, same question. You got a particular track that just speaks to you?
Three Little Birds, One Love. Just could listen to them on repeat, nonstop, and would never get tired of them.
Awesome.
It is a fantastic album.
All right. Well, we come to the good doctor, the music man.
Curious. This is a near impossible question.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you're going to give a weird answer.
I am going to give a weird...
I'm hoping for a weird answer.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's that weird, but I'm thinking if I'm deserted on an island, I want something maybe a little more upbeat.
Okay.
Right.
So you're the setting is
the
helping.
The setting is really like I want something that's going to make
Jimmy
me
Buffett,
happy.
You know?
Well, that's actually a great
on this
that's actually a great yeah.
You know.
So I was leaning for a moment, not my answer. I was leaning Thriller because it's such a good album.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic, upbeat, happy.
Hard to dance in the sand though.
It is. It is very hard.
I wonder how moonwalking is on the sand.
Yeah, it's tough.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's tough.
I'm harder on the water.
So.
Not to Jesus.
That's true. He did it at least once. So anyway, I'm going with Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I would have never got to that one.
No.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Great album though.
Great album.
Great album.
It is a great album. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Very entertaining. I think I'd have a smile on my face knowing I was gonna roast in the sun and die. So yeah.
Oh, so many flows through the head.
So Scotty's listening to Meatloaf eating that crazy hamburger he was talking about when he's on this deserted island. I can picture it. It's in my head. Wow.
And I hate fish, so I'm going to die pretty quick.
Really
I'm going to die
in
quick.
Rough shape,
yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, I have to go with something in the Jack Johnson realm.
Oh, I like that.
Just, I mean, that's a sound that speaks to me. I'd have to go with Sleep Through the Static, I think. There's not a bad track on that one. I realize that's not going to be a very popular choice with many, but
it's a good album.
That's a great album.
We're four for five.
Hot take, right?
Oh, goodness.
So what would be a track? I mean, I'm familiar with a lot of his songs, but I don't know albums. So what would be a track from that one?
That not a lot of his music ever makes it into mainstream, unfortunately. So I'm not sure there would be one that many people would even recognize. Sleep Through the Static is the title track, of course. That's a great song.
Gotcha.
There's one called Angel that is about, you know, his, it's kind of a love ballad, if you will, which is right up my alley, of course. There's one called Hey Little Girl, which is about his daughter, which I sing to my daughter on a regular basis. So, you know, it's all touchy-feely with Andy always, but yeah, that's why that one in particular. I also, Eagles, greatest hits, Enter the Brain. That's no surprise to most of you either.
There we go.
Yeah.
Volume Chronic, 1. Dr. Volume Dre. 1, I take it?
Which one?
Volume 1.
Volume, yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
The earlier stuff. That's true. Yeah. Anybody else have a plan B in case we eliminate your option there?
Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That's
smart. Volumes 1 through 4, I think there are maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you could pick something like the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Oh, gosh. No kidding.
A lot of great songs on that. So
Armageddon soundtrack is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty I could choose. There's plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, thank you, Jess, for submitting that question on our Instagram. Anybody else out there wants to ask a question for the crew to answer, please hit us up on our email, which is theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, or most of our social sites, Instagram being the one we're probably most active on, mm-hmm. if we could agree there. Okay. All right. What do you say we get after some trivia here?
Ready.
So today we are jumping into trivia about sitcoms from the 1990s, right in our wheelhouse. We're all born in the late 70s, if I recall, right?
I was born in the 80s.
80, yeah, Nick's the young buck.
Yeah, 1980 to be specific.
Our formative years, the 1990s.
It's a good year.
You say so.
The 90s were a golden era for sitcoms, with many shows from this period becoming iconic in television history. These sitcoms defined a generation with their unique styles, memorable characters, and enduring popularity, leaving a lasting legacy in the world of television comedy. We all have our favorites. There are some that just loom large in the memory. Here we go. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on 90s sitcoms, hosted by our trivia master, Scotty.
Switching it up.
Yep.
Here's how it works. Scott will read the questions out loud, and we will all write our answers on our whiteboards. When Scott says reveal, we'll all show our answers, and if any of us get it right, we earn a point. If we don't, Scott will certainly make fun of us. Take it away, Doc.
I'm excited that you get to play today.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, welcome.
Andy's got a board out.
I got a board ready to write. You got it.
Well, thank you, Andy. Before we get started with our 10-question game, I do want to point out that the sitcoms mentioned in these questions are not always contained 100% within the 90s. Some started in the 80s, others continued on into the 2000s.
Noted.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha.
Do I have a volunteer to keep score?
I got it.
Nick, as always. And with that, we are off to question number one. Debuting in 1991, this sitcom stars Tim Allen as Tim Taylor, the host of a TV show and loving father of three sons.
Nailed it.
Locked in.
Amen. I love it.
You show your board to everybody whenever you're doing what you're doing over there.
I am a rookie at this, so you're welcome, timer. Brian.
New guy.
New guy in the house. That's right.
Looks like everyone's ready with an answer.
100%.
100%. No. All right.
Don't do it.
Let's reveal our answers. Kelly, Home Improvement. Brian, Home Improvement. Andy, first question answered in trivia, Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick with Home Improvement. That is correct. Bit of a layup to start this round.
I appreciate that, Doc. Getting one under my belt here.
Surprised Nick was so quick on that, be born in the 80s.
Yeah.
Might have been a little young.
Big fan. I love, Wilson Over the Fence. Tim the Tool Man Taylor doing tool time. We're Al Borland smelling wood. I mean, it was great.
It was a great show.
It was great in reruns.
They got a new show coming, those two do.
Get out of here.
I like his helper.
Serious.
Yeah, Al Borland.
Al? No. Heidi.
Oh. Well, was it the original one?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Was she the original?
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they went to Heidi.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Neighbor's a great Halloween costume. I'm sure you've seen it over the years.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Wilson, right? Wilson?
Yeah. Wilson, yeah.
Wilson, if I remember correctly.
Not just a volleyball.
First and last name. And I feel like the wife, I believe her name was Jill on the show, she set a tone for the naggy kind of, intolerant wife that was always in a bad mood and complaining quite a bit. That seemed to be a theme throughout the 90s.
Right.
Yeah. Well, also because of how Tim Taylor was.
Well, I didn't say it was undeserved.
Well, running from 1991 to 1999, Tim Allen's character, nicknamed Tim the Tool Man Taylor, hosted a home improvement television show. The sitcom focused on his relationship with his wife, Jill, and blended humor with themes of family, masculinity, and suburban life. Moving on to question two.
Right? It was
Grunter. Oh, that's right.
It was a Grunter.
Was the show called Tool Time, if I recall?
It was the show.
Yeah,
the show was on the show.
Yeah.
Tool Time, right?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. All right, question two. Debuting in 1993, Frasier follows the life of Dr. Frasier Crane as he returns home to host a radio show in this U.S. city.
I feel pretty good about it.
I have no idea if this is right. This popped in my head, but I have no idea.
Absolutely just popped right into my head.
I feel pretty good. I'm not 100%, but I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time.
I think it's in the, don't want to give any clues away.
Debuting in 1993, Frasier follows the life of Dr. Frasier Crane as he returns home to host a radio show in this U.S. city.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm locked in.
I'm not. No. Let's go for it, though.
All right. Let's reveal. Nick was Seattle, Andy was Seattle, Brian was Seattle, and Kelly was Seattle to round out the four.
Are they correct?
The correct answer is Seattle.
Yay! Oh, yay!
And I think I know what Kelly was going to say.
Space Needle is in the title somewhere. In
It was a part of the show.
Logo?
The logo, yeah.
Logo. I wish I would have remembered that.
I remember that, but I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I never watched that show.
I did not watch it.
Me neither.
I know there was a...
It was very popular.
Yeah.
There was a dog,
I think that show did really, really well, didn't it?
Yeah, it was very popular.
I think they brought it back recently in the last couple years, right?
Yeah, they did. Theme.
Yeah.
But a lot of Emmy Awards, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
highly critically. It's
very, very big.
Now, Cheers. I was all over Cheers.
Right.
Yes.
Fave.
Yeah.
Well, running from 1993 to 2004, this Cheers spinoff dealt with Frasier's daily interactions with his live-in dad, Martin, and his sophisticated squabbles with his brother, Niles.
All, academic types, right? I mean, the boys were, and the dad was sarcastic, kind of
a blue collar. He was like pretty retired cop or something, maybe. Like he
I don't know.
I don't think he was like an academic though. I think the boys were, but he was more,
the everyday man.
All right, let's move on to question number three. Debuting in 1996. Everybody Loves Raymond focused on the life of Ray Barone, his wife Deborah, and their extended family. What was Ray's occupation?
I was writing before you even got
here.
I love this question because it's not a main point of the show, but you have to know it. And then this is another show that I really haven't watched much of.
I've probably seen every episode.
Really? You're a fan?
Used to be,
Yet another wife who was highly intolerant. Not that she didn't deserve to be, but a nag.
I think I have a good idea. I think I have this one. I didn't watch that show regularly or anything along those lines, but I think I got this.
Yeah.
I think.
What was Ray's occupation? Well, it looks like everybody have answers on their boards. So this time I'll go left to right. Kelly, what do you got? Sports writer, sports writer. Andy was sports writer. And Nick was sports writer.
Oh,
you gentlemen are 3 for 3.
You're killing it.
I promise I get harder.
Okay, that's good. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen. That show was about as dysfunctional as it comes with the parents across the street and being all whatever.
How would you like to live right next door to your in-laws?
That's very funny.
So Ray's dad, Frank, in the show was hilarious.
What's that actor's name again?
Boyle.
Ed? Fred?
No.
Ed Fred? That's a funny name.
Frank Boyle?
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle. Yeah.
Oh,
no, he was awesome in that.
He was
the dad.
He was so funny, yeah.
Running until 2005, Everybody Loves Raymond tackled the topics of family dynamics and marital issues as Ray navigated his relationships with his wife, his jealous brother, and overbearing parents. All right, I said it would get harder, and it starts right now with question number four. Woo-hoo. Mad About You debuted in 1992 and followed the lives of newlyweds Paul and Jamie. What was their last name on the show?
This has me completely bumfuzzled.
Is that a new word?
I got nothing. I was challenged to work that into a sentence, and I promised I would move it into the podcast.
You said bumfuzzled?
Bumfuzzled.
Okay, I'll have to try to remember that one.
Is it hyphenated or?
Nope, one okay. word.
All right.
You made it up.
Look it up.
I'm blank, but I feel like when you say it, it's going to resonate.
Okay.
Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'd be surprised.
I think we want the show name last. Well,
no, I know. Yeah. I was just,
what? I know you knew.
I'd be surprised if I know it when he says it. Like, I don't have a clue, I don't think.
Okay, I'll read it one more time. Mad About You debuted in 1992 and followed the lives of newlyweds Paul and Jamie. What was their last name on the show?
When you even want to come up with a fake one or a random one, it's hard to lock into one, right? Not for you? No.
Not a clue.
Common.
Not a clue.
I got nothing, but I wrote down a name.
I got a name. Yeah. It's a dart throw.
All right. Nick, let's start with you. What do you got? Harris, Andy with Schneider, Brian with Mills, and Kelly with Smith.
Smart.
And we do not have a right answer on this one.
Over. There goes the
correct
game.
Answer is Buckman.
Well, that doesn't resonate either anyway.
Actually, this
is way off.
You thought of that?
No.
Okay.
But surprisingly, when you said it, it rang a bell. I didn't
really
think it does ring a bell. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing for me.
Did you watch the show?
I remember seeing here and there, but I said I didn't know it, and I don't think it'd ring a bell, but it actually did when he said it. Yeah.
I remember the show, but I don't think I ever watched a single episode.
Yeah. What was the premise, if anybody watched it? What was the general plot?
I think just a married,
what was it about?
Married couple in the city.
But when I think about it, though, I think of Seinfeld. George.
It's about nothing.
No, they watch it. No, they watch. He has to watch it with his fiance.
Oh.
She wants Mad About You. That's what I think of when I think of it.
They were newlyweds, so I think it was about the beginning of a new marriage
learning
and all
each
the.
Other.
Yeah, learning each other, exactly. Yeah. Well, running from 1992 to 1999, Mad About You explored the everyday trials and tribulations of married life in New York City and featured a blend of both humor and heartfelt moments.
92 to 99?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good long run.
Yeah, it is. All right. We'll move on to question five. After question five, we will have a score check. But if memory serves me right, you're all tied right now. Here we go with question five. Debuting in 1996... this sitcom was about a quirky group of extraterrestrials disguised as humans who have been sent on a mission to study planet Earth.
My brain went one spot, but I know that's wrong. I'm coming back to the right answer.
I saw you pivot in your eyes.
Yep. Another show I really didn't watch much, but I do know this answer.
Same.
Yeah.
100% B?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
I think I am.
Well, everyone feels semi-confident, but...
pretty good.
Okay.
I'd like to hear it again, make sure I don't overthink it.
So it debuted in 1996. This sitcom was about a quirky group of extraterrestrials disguised as humans who have been sent on a mission to study planet Earth.
Yep. I'm in.
You got it?
Locked and loaded, baby.
Okay, let's reveal. Kelly, Third Rock... from the Sun, Brian with the same answer, Andy with the same answer, and Nick with the same answer. And yes, you guys are correct.
Oh, yeah, baby.
My first thought went to Coneheads.
Oh.
That's what I started writing down was Coneheads. But that's I don't know. Did that ever make it to an actual series, or was that just always a skit?
It was a movie.
Skit.
It was a movie.
Skit in a movie.
Yeah.
Skit in a movie. Movie was pretty funny.
Well, yeah. The TV show had Jane Curtin, who was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Ago.
And John, yeah.
Yeah, good connection there. Yeah.
French Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, French Stewart. A young Gordon Joseph Levitt.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then the female lead, if you will, I don't of the family, I don't know her name. actress.
I don't either.
Yeah. No, I'd pick her out of a lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. She's been in plenty of stuff. Like, she was in one of the Austin Power movies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A lot of vagina, if I recall correctly.
Yes. Yeah, like a Russian accent or something like that. Yeah.
No, that was not her.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Which one was she then?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't remember her on an Austin Powers, but I haven't seen the second and third one near as much as the first
she,
one.
She was in...
Kristen Johnson.
Yeah. She was in a photo shoot. Was that the second one, maybe?
It might have been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a photo second shoot with her.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen her in a whole lot, really, that I can think
those
of.
Those are the only two things that come to mind.
She has not been in a ton. I think I heard some kind of news report that she has some kind of an illness, which also derailed her
career.
Well,
yeah. Way to drag us down here.
Well,
man.
Sorry. My bad.
I don't. I remember
deep trivia on this, bro. Yeah.
Let's just cut that part out later.
We will leave it in. Well, running from 1996 to 2001, John Lithgow starred as the high commander of this team of ETs posing as a human family on Earth. The show combined slapstick humor with clever observations about human behavior and culture.
Yeah, and that's the comedy that I remember is them trying to understand human behavior, right? I mean, I didn't see the show a lot, but that's what I
remember. I remember watching episodes, you know, French Stewart with, you know, his weird self. John Lithgow, from what I recall, was genius in it. He was fantastic.
Genius in everything.
Well, yeah, he is, but he plays a fantastic role. The other characters were just okay, but John Lithgow was very good in that.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Kristen Johnson was in Austin Powers.
And what was her name?
It's not a lot of vagina. No,
I don't think it is either.
I don't know that actress's
name.
Something
like that, though.
I just saw that clip the other day, and I don't think it's her.
It's one of those names, like Pussy Galore or something like that, but it wasn't.
Shagswell or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just saw that clip the other day, and I don't think she was that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what it was.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
Kelly's hot on the search.
Yeah. You keep looking.
And maybe we'll get to it eventually.
Right.
Well, we are halfway through. Five questions already in the bank. Nick, how are we looking on the score?
Fours across the board. We're all tied. As we should be, I think, with this topic.
So far.
You know, I don't know that I would call this a wheelhouse topic for us, but I think we're pretty strong in this.
Yeah, I agree.
As a group.
Yep.
Okay.
We've done many a trivia events, and 90s sitcoms are often one of those topics, so...
Okay.
I vanna hump a lot.
I just found it.
There it is. It.
Ditto.
Awesome Powers. Classic.
And there's no way to segue from that to question six. But I will say best of luck in the second half, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go with getting question real. Number six. The most watched TV episode of the 1990s was the series finale of this sitcom.
Easy.
I don't know. There's a couple. There's a couple it could be, I think.
I don't know if that's a sitcom, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I wonder where his brain is at.
Brian's overthinking.
I'm going to roll with it.
The most watched TV episode of the 1990s was the series finale of this sitcom.
Oh. I'm torn between two. 90s? Really torn between
90s.
Two.
90s.
See, yeah. I bet I even know what you have on your board.
No.
You got to make sure. No?
Okay. Well, I don't. I think I have an idea where some people went.
Yeah.
I'm actually not even 100% this is the actual name of the show. That feels pretty close.
You seem so confident.
You did. I did.
You really did.
Because I remember hearing something about what I wrote down.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, is that a sitcom, though? And now I have another one in my head, so I'm torn between two answers. I'm going to go with my first instinct.
I feel like I remember hearing something.
Kelly's
like,
dying over
like when
I have
this
two.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like I remember hearing something like when the episode aired, there was like a sporting event or something that was going on at the same time, and it obliterated whatever it went up against. But I don't know if I had the right answer.
I'm sticking with my.
Yeah. I'm sticking with what I got.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm calling it. Cards on the table, gentlemen. Let's reveal.
Shizakov.
Nick with Seinfeld. Andy with Seinfeld. Brian with Murphy's Law. And Kelly with Seinfeld. We do not have a correct answer.
It's Cheers. Was it Cheers?
It is Cheers.
God, that's what I wrote down first.
So,
I was thinking about that, too.
Is it Murphy's Law? Is that the name of the
Murphy
show?
Brown.
Murphy Brown.
Oh, but when she gave birth, that was like a big deal.
Right, you're right.
I was thinking that, too.
No, I had that written down. That was my first one. I was solid, and then I got to thinking.
You wrote Cheers down?
Yeah, I had it written down. I erased it. Wrote Seinfeld. You guys are all huge Seinfeld fans.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was
that was my chance.
I was torn between that
was your chance right there.
So.
I'm not going to say you blew it,
But oh, I blew it.
That could be it.
Simply dancing between Friends and Seinfeld, and I didn't think Friends stayed in the 90s.
No, it was 2004, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, you guys are still all tied.
Cheers was in my head, but
I had it written down.
I didn't think that made it to the 90s, actually.
Yeah,
well, Andy, I don't want to call you out, but I thought you were going to get that one right.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's but probably my favorite sitcom.
Pooped a bit.
Really? Are
is
you
that
sure?
Right.
Yeah. It's up there.
Have you watched it recently? It doesn't
like,
hold up.
Might be his favorite sitcom, but he may erase it and then write down a different show. Because that's what he did on the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See what happened was.
Well, airing on May 20th, 1993, the 98-minute series finale of Cheers garnered a record-shattering number of viewers. The episode saw the return of Shelley Long's character, Diane Chambers, and revealed what happens to the bar's patrons as they contemplate the meaning of life.
I had you on MASH, Kelly. I thought that was
I considered that,
thought.
Too.
Because that was such a
But that wasn't 90s, and I knew that.
Definitely
not. Yeah, that was my first thought.
Is anybody a fan of MASH?
No, I hated the show.
It didn't do anything for me. I've seen episodes. I saw the movie, but
really didn't do much for nothing. Me. Nothing. Okay, yeah. Just curious.
Another one that popped in my head. And I hope this doesn't give away any future questions. Was ER? That popped in my head.
I don't know if that's a sitcom.
That's not a sitcom.
That's a drama series.
Oh, okay.
So like Murphy's Brown. That's probably a drama.
Like Sopranos popped into my head.
Murphy Brown's.
That does help me now that that you say that. That does help me for future questions. That's not considered a sitcom. At least in this, atmosphere.
All right. Well, let's move on to question 7. I think. Three of the four of you maybe wrote this down for the last answer. Debuting in 1989, Seinfeld followed the lives of Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer. During its run, the audience is eventually informed of Kramer's first name, Cosmo. At one point, the show also introduces us to Cosmo Kramer's mother. What is her first name?
Too quick with that one, Andy.
All over it, baby.
I will read it again here in a moment.
I'm going to erase it and write it again just because I
know. I literally just saw an episode with her in it, and I cannot think of her name.
Mm.
Like in the last week, I watched, oh, wow.
Mm. Is it alliteration also?
So debuting in 1989, Seinfeld followed the lives of Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer. We find out eventually that Kramer's first name is Cosmo, but we also get introduced to his mother. What is Cosmo Kramer's mother's first name?
Was the deciding factor of naming Cosmo, was that a fan vote?
I don't think so.
Great question. I don't know.
But I don't know the answer.
I remember hearing that.
Oh.
I don't know if
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I don't know.
It was quite a revelation.
Urban legend,
Just huge, right?
Yeah. Brian, you have anything written down? You're still thinking?
I guess I'm writing down.
Okay. Well, we're going to roll then. Let's reveal. Nick with Carol. Andy with Babs. Brian with a question mark, even though he told me he had something written down. And Gertrude from Kelly.
I did. It's a question mark.
We do have a correct answer. We all know who it is. And it is Andy with Babs Kramer.
Well done, Andrew.
For a moment there, I thought, wait a minute. That's a nickname. So I wasn't sure if there was something else that was out there. But that came to me.
Mm.
She was a restroom matron?
Yeah,
that's right. Is that right? Matron?
Like an attendant?
Yeah, an attendant. Yeah.
An unspoken attraction. To Newman.
Yes. I think she was in more than one episode.
Yeah, I believe so.
She's in a couple, I think.
Yeah. Babs Kramer.
There we go.
Nice.
Just got to see it out now.
The tie's been broken.
That's right.
I feel like I know a lot of Seinfeld trivia. Not that one.
No.
No. Even now that it's been said, even though it's been said now, it's still really not.
But you said Babs, I got it. It's like I just saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Within a week, But I didn't have a clue on getting it.
Well, as I was asking the question, I wonder if you guys thought I was going to ask for Kramer's.
I did it first.
Okay.
I did it first. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But like you kept saying parts of, here's the question. Nope. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going.
Well, then you said, when you started it, you said, I think three of you put this down. We thought you gave the answer away.
I looked at you. Maybe looked at you like, what did he just
first
do?
First
right?
Why did he do that? Yeah.
Over there, he's over there playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Yeah, that's true.
He knows what he's doing.
He is a doctor.
This isn't his first. Yes, it is his first time hosting. But doing good, Scott.
This
I feel good about it. Thank you.
This is his first rodeo.
Well, running from 1989 to 1998, and I know it's a beloved show among many of us here, the show, described as a show about nothing, revolved around four eccentric friends living in New York City and was known for its observational humor and unpacking the minutiae of everyday life, often turning mundane situations into comedic gold.
That is a show that does absolutely hold up. It is as relevant now when it was out.
I couldn't agree more.
I love it.
It's still fantastic. It is.
If it's on, I'm watching it.
Yeah, for sure.
When you guys talk about Seinfeld, I feel like the kid who didn't get picked in sports. I have very little references, no knowledge. But I have started watching it because of you guys.
Well, not only do my dad and I constantly throw Seinfelds at each other, when I was teaching, the department I worked in were all hardcore Seinfeld fans. So it was nonstop references all day, every day.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you meet a stranger and you kind of gauge them by the Seinfeld references or music lyrics, whatever. Well, then let's move on to question number 8. Debuting in 1992, this sitcom chronicles the life of an NBA player who becomes a substitute teacher in his hometown of Oakland, California. You gentlemen are writing quickly.
I want to be the first to get the right answer, that's all.
I think I got this one. Not a show that I watched a lot of, but I do remember this show.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I couldn't quote it, you know. I couldn't reference it, probably.
Not a thing.
I feel good about it.
I don't think that a lot of people quote this.
Not a lot of one-liners coming out of this one.
Once again, debuting in 1992, this sitcom chronicles the life of an NBA player who becomes a substitute teacher in his hometown of Oakland, California.
I remember having a crush on the lead female actor.
Nice. Cool. Mm.
Yeah. I always love the side bonus trivia that you give us, Brian.
I thought she was hot.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
Right.
Is that a clue that there was a hot female lead? No.
What's funny is if he writes down the wrong show.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's always the bonus.
You wrote down the wrong
show. That's the bonus.
Yeah. Right.
Now I got to know what show she's on.
Now he's actually talking about Murphy Brown.
Right. Well, I think everyone has an answer, so let's reveal. Hanging with Mr. Cooper from Kelly, Brian with Cooper, and Nick Cooper. All four of you have the correct answer.
Woo-woo.
It is Hanging, no G, just an apostrophe, with Mr. Cooper.
I did not put the G on there.
I put the G on. I appreciate that.
Yep. I was hip.
I was familiar with the show, but I can't say I ever watched
it. Yeah, I can't offer much here.
Who's the actress you're talking about?
That's I don't know her name. You should be looking that up. I'm looking it right now, yeah.
And he came in as a nanny, right? Or something to that? Or housekeeper of some kind?
No, he was a...
school teacher.
Teacher,
that's right.
That's the whole Mr. Cooper thing.
Mr. Belvedere. He was a football player.
That's a little different.
Right.
Mr. Belvedere was a football player?
No, the actor was, in real life, I think, was a football player.
Not for Mr. Belvedere. No, that was
a different show.
That was a different show.
George Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I not remembering that correctly?
Mr. Belvedere was like an
Holly
older...
Holly Robinson. This was... She's married to a football player now.
She's married to Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete. Yeah.
Holly Robinson Pete.
So for our listeners, Brian's showing a picture on his phone. So I hope you all enjoyed that, listening to the podcast.
Brian, could you please describe the actress you're speaking of?
Holly Robinson Pete.
Okay. Great description.
Where do I start?
Yeah, really.
Well, before we get into a score check, let me tell you about this wonderful show. Running from 1992 to 1997, the show originally aired after Full House on Tuesday nights before transitioning to TGIF Friday night lineup on ABC.
Magnificent.
The show focused on Mark Cooper, a single man who deals with the struggles of being a high school teacher and coach, but manages to keep a positive outlook on life. Once again, never saw it. Nick, how are we doing on the scoreboard?
All right. Currently, we have a 3-way tie for second between myself, Kelly, and Brian. Andy is in the lead, up by 1 with 6. So,
your
first round of doing trivia.
That's right.
Not as the host, and you're winning.
That's
good for
right.
You, buddy. Good
no
for
pressure
you.
To hold it
Bragging
out.
Bragging rights, but we still have two more to go.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Question number 9. A lot of sitcoms have theme songs that become as famous as their respective shows. One such example is the theme song, I'll Be There For You, from the show Friends. What is the name of the band that provided this song?
I, too, started writing this before we finished the
question. I was ready.
I knew where you were going with that.
I was ready. Oh, this is a very... This is... Okay.
You got it, Nick?
I thought I had an edge on this one. No,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Okay. I thought Nick might be stumped.
Why?
I just didn't think you would remember the Titans.
It gives
you no... We're going to go back to that again. That's going to... Forever. If I'm unsure, that's going to come
it
up.
It will. Yeah. As it probably should, actually. Hey,
remember?
No, he doesn't.
I don't.
Nick, we are not there for you. I would read the question again, but you all seem quite confident.
Pretty
so
good.
Let's go ahead and reveal the Rembrandts from Kelly and Brian and Andy and Nick.
Woo-hoo.
And of course, you gentlemen are correct. It is the Rembrandts. Preparing that question, I thought for sure one person at least would not know that artist.
I'm impressed also that it was all four of us. Yeah, but it was a pretty popular song on the radio, and obviously Friends being... I mean, that's on the Mount Rushmore.
That show was huge.
Right? At least in this era.
I mean, I'll be there for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Just like Bon Jovi, I believe, right? These five words, I swear to you.
Love it.
Nice. Breathe.
You're welcome.
I want to be the air for you.
Well, running from 1994 to 2004, Friends followed a group of six friends living in New York City and focused on their personal and professional lives, oftentimes hashed out over some drinks at the Central Perk coffee shop. Its witty humor, relatable characters, and memorable catchphrases made it a cultural phenomenon. Do you guys have a memorable catchphrase from Friends?
We're on a break.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Pivot.
I love that.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's a good one.
How you doing?
That you one. Do. Oh. Joey's how you doing, for sure.
Got to be my fave.
I like the one where Jennifer Aniston's sister comes to visit, and he said, how you doing? She's like, stop.
Which sister?
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
And he comes in. She's introducing everybody. He's like, how you doing? She's like, nope, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, that was on reruns. It was in the syndication for so long.
It's still on TBS every day.
I had
no doubt.
Every day.
All day. Till like 3 o'clock. It's crazy, yeah.
Of all the shows, that is a trivia. That would be in my top probably three most confident trivias to operate. Friends, Seinfeld, and I'd probably throw The Office in the mix.
Sure.
Well, we're still neck and neck. It all comes down to question number 10. And we are transitioning from network television to cable television. So here we go. Debuting in 1992, this HBO sitcom follows the life of a fictitious talk show host and gives us a behind-the-scenes look at the hilarious interactions between the host, producers, and guests.
I'm in trouble.
I'm hearing cue the tiebreaker question.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
I got a visual. I just am going to have a
real hard
time.
I know the show, but I can't get the name.
Getting to the
answer. I do know the show, though. But I can't.
I'm pretty sure on this one. I think I'm pretty. Yeah.
I can see it in my head, the character, everything, but I cannot think of the name.
Here we go again. Debuting in 1992, this HBO sitcom follows the life of a fictitious talk show host who gives us a behind-the-scenes look at the hilarious interactions between the host, producers, and guests.
Man, dang it.
I think I got it. Oh, I think, man. I do. I know the main actor. I know his real name.
I know that, and I think I know the letter it starts with. I'm that close, but I cannot wrap it down.
I think I have it. I
can't nail it down.
I'm going to be a gentleman and give you about 15 more seconds.
It is the final question, so I can understand a little bit above.
I have an answer down that I am 98% sure is wrong.
Okay.
But I like that.
At least an answer.
I like that. Kelly, how are you feeling over there?
Tie ball game.
Oh.
Ooh.
Calling it. Hey. Calling it. As long as you miss, obviously.
We're up. I'm quite confident.
It's going to make me mad on here.
I'm with you, man. I can see it too.
I can see it. I think I know the letter starts with. I'm that close, but I cannot nail it down.
Okay, well, you're out of time. I'm going to have to say reveal. Larry Sanders, Arliss, Alias, and the Gary Shandling Show from Kelly, which is actually incorrect. Nick is correct. It is the Larry Sanders Show.
I thought the actor was Larry Sanders.
The actor is Gary Shandling, which is what Kelly put.
Damn it.
I was thinking Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
And Arliss.
This is not a show I watched.
He was a sports agent.
When I wrote, that's what I was trying to come out. You know, I was just hurrying.
Arliss was about an agent. Robert Wool.
I thought that was the name, but I was thinking of Larry Sanders.
Good.
Did you prepare for such an occasion?
I called it.
I did.
Ball game.
You did.
I was doing it for you. Okay. I was doing it for you.
I love the positivity you have about me answering the question.
Well, let me tell you all about the Larry Sanders Show. It ran from 1992 to 1998 and starred Gary Shandling as the fictional talk show host. During its run, the show had numerous guest stars who often portrayed exaggerated versions of themselves. The show received universal critical acclaim and was nominated for 56 Primetime Emmys, winning 3 times.
Wow. I can't think
nominated
of, I can't
56 th- and only won 3 times?
Correct.
I don't know.
That was really before HBO really was raking in the awards, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a massive show. Yeah.
I can't think of a single other actor on that show, though. Besides Gary Shandling.
Cameos, wasn't it, mostly?
Jeffrey Tambor?
Maybe.
I think was his sidekick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like, none of the show is resonating with me other than the name.
Yeah.
I have nothing else on it. Yeah.
Well, great 10 rounds, but let's check the final score. Not so final score, I suspect.
We have a final tally for the 10 questions. Brian and Kelly are in second with 6 correct answers, and I tied up with Andy in first place with 7.
Ooh, that means we got a tiebreaker.
We have a tiebreaker situation.
The inevitable, baby. Let's do this.
So everyone can participate if they'd like, but the only two we care about is what Andy and Nick put down. We actually referenced this episode earlier in the trivia. How many people watched the final episode of Cheers? The person with the closest guess will win today's match.
Oh, my goodness.
So we can still win?
Yeah.
Right.
It
was record shattering is all I will say. That's what I mentioned when I read the info earlier.
Man.
But how many million people watched it?
So, okay. All right. I got something. It could be so far out of bounds. I have no idea.
I honestly do not know.
I don't even know what a good rate, like what's a good number of viewers.
Back then, I don't know.
Back then, especially.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, okay.
And this was what, 93, I think? Yeah, 93. You guys both have an answer?
I have an answer, and I'm fine with it.
Okay. Let's reveal. We have 38 million for Andy and Nick. That was a 60 million. A lot of zeros there.
Yeah, he put an extra zero. I think he said 600 million.
After I wrote it, I was like, why didn't I just write mil?
Yeah, that would be helpful. That's what Andy did. But yeah. Nick, thanks for making me use my brain. The correct answer is 80.4 million.
Wow.
A come from behind victory.
Nick with the win.
Like I actually went lower. Thank you so much for the applause. Yes, thank you, everyone. I wanted to go higher, but I was actually thinking you were going to go low, so I didn't want to shoot too high. Because for some reason,
you did, Cheech.
Nice.
You don't play the cards; you play the opponent, right? Yes. All right. Well,
ding, 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 baby.
Yeah. Well done, Nicholas.
Congrats, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Good trivia, Scott. Well done on your first.
I appreciate
first,
it.
First job of hosting.
Yeah, absolutely. Episode. Great. Great round of questions, man, and challenging and thought-provoking.
Well, thank you all for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, a lot of those questions we thought were layups. I wonder if those are layups to non-trivia aficionados.
Well, anybody born after the year 2000, I'd imagine would struggle with them, right?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like we have a listener out there that went 10 for 10 on that.
Oh, I bet.
I'd agree with that.
Sure.
Or probably more than one, yeah.
Man, let us know. Right.
Yeah,
we gave you the ultimate trivia podcast at Gmail. Give us a line there and let us know if you got a 10 out of 10.
Yep. Well, once again, thanks, gentlemen, for playing.
All right. Great job, Scotty. Now let's dive into our bonus question. So our topic specific question. Scotty just led us through only a handful of the many sitcoms from the 1990s. And I know this may be a difficult question, but what sitcom character from the 1990s do you relate to most? And of course, why?
Kelly has a huge smile on his face right now. I'm really curious what you're going to say.
It might not be appropriate.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh. The TV sitcom can't be that inappropriate.
You never know.
Well, that's true.
Do you know Kelly? Have you met him?
We did talk about HBO.
This guy. I mean, it's not resonates with me personally, but that I find the most humorous is Woody, the bartender from Cheers.
Yeah.
I mean,
good,
just
good pick.
Yeah. Like that's that. Great.
The dumb, good old boy from Indiana, aloof. It's just hilarious. I mean, he just holds weight, or coach for that matter, from them, like early on.
Sure. Mm. But do you identify with that person?
I'm sure there's aspects.
You may not want to admit it, huh? Scotty, anything over there come to mind?
Well, I'm trying. I mean, it's Seinfeld related.
Okay.
Between Jerry and George, probably more Jerry because George was so angry.
Right.
And I don't have a lot of pent up anger. But I love observational breaking down any mundane situation. I do that in my head every day. And I relate to Jerry so much.
You also have no patience for nonsense, which Jerry has no patience for nonsense.
True.
Right. Yeah. True.
Good call.
Yeah.
Nicholas, anything?
I'm having a real hard time. I mean, I think that's carried into the 90s. Big fan of Zach Morris.
Oh, nice.
That was the first one that popped in my head.
That's funny because Brian used to look like Zach Morris.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He's bald now for our listeners.
I hate that you came up with that because that is me to a T, man.
Yeah.
And that would be one that I would have chosen, but I got to come up with something new now.
I feel like you guys are projecting there.
Perhaps a bit.
The character I liked, it's not that I thought it was anything like me. Or along those lines, but for some reason that he popped in my head.
I am the opposite though, so maybe we can share him.
You think you're a Zach Morris?
Not from like a slickness standpoint, but I didn't care much about school. Mm-hmm. But I had a great time in high school because I enjoyed all the other parts of high school.
That's kind of what I was
right.
It just popped in my head, but the more I thought about it, kind of made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I wasn't a great student. Didn't care much about the academics, but I liked friends and the girls and everything else.
Yeah,
Wouldn't that be Slater?
Well, he was the jock though, and was image right. yeah. conscious and things yeah, like yeah. that. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't care for Slater
to some degree.
Fun fan.
Well, that's who you are.
Screech over here, right?
Right.
I'm Screech now.
No, I'm just kidding. So there was a particular event in. What's the one? The Tim Allen one. Home Improvement. The oldest brother is like an awesome soccer player. What's his name? Do we remember his name? The oldest one.
Was it played by Zachary Taylor?
No, that was the middle brother.
That was the middle one.
Yeah. No, that was Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Taylor played for the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, that's also right. true. He's middle linebacker.
Jason Taylor played for the Dolphins. Zach Thomas also played for the Dolphins.
Correct.
That's what you're going after.
Yeah.
And Jason Taylor is Zach Thomas's brother-in-law.
Correct.
That's correct.
Oh my goodness.
I love this tangent. This is a beautiful thing.
I think his character's name might have been Brad.
Oh, I think that's right.
I think that might have been Brad.
But I think his first name, it was Zach.
So anyway, he's a top-notch soccer player when he gets to high school, and he is recruited to move to England to become a professional soccer player. And of course, his parents want him to go to college, and he doesn't see the merit in college and wants all the glory and the paycheck and to go play for Manchester United. Mm. That resonates with me because I would have absolutely made the decision to go play soccer.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
So that's what came to mind for me. B, you got a non-Zach Morris answer for us?
Putty on Seinfeld.
Oh, nice.
But
nice.
I'm not saying it's someone I identify with, but I thought he was hilarious. I loved his character.
Nice. Yeah. What was the show that he was in with David Spade?
That's a funny show, too.
Yeah. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's married. Again,
Rules of Engagement.
Nice. There it is.
Bingo.
Carried that.
And of course,
Joe.
That's a good. His character's just fantastic.
He's good.
Similar character in a way, but he's funny.
Putty.
Oh, yeah.
And he, on Seinfeld specifically, called out the foursome for being ridiculous at times.
Yeah.
I always appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
They're terrible people.
Right.
Well, thanks, guys. That's it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.